a continuation of the visit with Everett this Monday night, the 29th, the 31st of May, 1971. 10-1 right, a new reel, and a continuation visit with Everett this Monday night, the 31st of May, 1971. 10-1 right, and a continuation of the visit with Everett this Monday night, well after supper, the 31st of May, 1971.
But my brother-in-law, what have you seen him, in other words? Why, he could have told him I was coming over here, because I told him, you know, I couldn't turn around too good here, unless it went around your barn, you know,
yeah,
all like that. And I said, well, I'll just drive your car here, and you can ride back with your wife, and you can pick it up in the morning, because he's off tomorrow from work, too. Now, she goes to work at 9 o'clock, and I'll go to work at 9 tomorrow, too. But I'll go in the pickup. I got it headed, you know, where I'm coming around. I'm going
to
put it on the shed.
That's a funny feeling, not to be
it
able
is,
to
back not be able,
up,
that's
it?
Right. And you might get hemmed up somewhere. And he said, how'd you do over yonder? And I said, well, I pulled up there, you know, side the hedge in the yard, and I got ready to leave. I'd go around the barn. And I didn't use my truck over there, because you can't go to the field and check anything, in other words, and turn around the field with it. But the boys got a Ford pickup, and I used his, see?
Mm-hmm.
And then afternoon, why, his mother and I, well, we'd go to town in the Cadillac, in other words, to get eat out at night, you see. And she cooked breakfast in the morning, in other words. She didn't like to cook. Eat out at night. And I ate with he and his wife. She had to cook for him. I'd eat those beans and turnip green and fresh baby squash and things, in other words. And she'd usually have some kind of sweets, in other words. And she made one of those upside-down pineapple cakes, in other words, on his birthday. The boy was 29 years old last Tuesday. And she made that cake, and then he wouldn't eat any of it, and that made her mad. And I thought they were going to have an argument over that. Well, he could have eaten a bite of it, in other words, although he'd done eaten a pretty good meal, you know, roast beef and vegetable, in other words. But I ate a chunk of it, in other words, and she said, well, after he'd not eat it, says, he had two pieces here to carry out, and you might want to eat it, you know, in the afternoons or something. Go in and have a cold drink, you know, in the house, and I wouldn't get a cold drink out of the refrigerator. But I hardly ever eat between meals, not when I'm working, in other words. Of course, over there I could have, because I was in air conditioning. That's what makes it bad, you know, now, coming back, getting this hot sun,
right.
Working this fence, and being in an air-conditioned office, in other words, in and out, with equipment and getting the trucks out. Not used to it now at night. Why? I'm not used to it, and I don't like it. I close my door, in other words, and run the windows out, in other words.
Since we saw you, I mean, we went over it. Nobody's there but Miss Chitty, with his mama,
mm-hmm.
and Margaret.
Yeah.
And I went over there, something they went with me, and we went in and sat down there, and I never had such a time in my life. Why, that woman, she is just an entertainer.
Yeah, she is. She's
why
jolly
she?
As can be. And she's about, I think, 80 some odd years old, isn't she?
Yeah. And one thing she said was about running. Say, what was that? She was the one who did the running.
Dodging.
She was a dodger. Played in the ball game,
mm-hmm.
softball, or something like that. And Margaret chimed in and said that her mama had played with the children up to the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Run with them.
That's right. Yes, she had.
Is
always been
right?
Energetic. And get to walk with that old one-eyed fella married, you know, when he's 85. He married my wife when he was 85 years old, Uncle Jim. Did you ever meet him? One-Eyed Willie's Uncle Jim.
All I know about Uncle Jim is he went fishing.
Yeah, that's the one. And he married that widow woman over there. And both of them about 85 when they got married.
Yeah.
And he built that little trailer there next to Margaret's that lived in there. But Margaret got a big trailer there. You seen her back a little house.
Sure.
And they lived in there and got... I don't know what they got in the other house. I haven't been down in a good while. But Margaret stayed down with Mama a good year.
Oh, that's
and she got a teenage girl, you know, it's keeping up with this swing. She, they came and the preacher said something about them minor skirts or mini skirts or what do they call them?
Yeah.
And the next week, well, Margaret and another little girl out there, little Monroe, Nancy, well, they're taking off them real short dresses and they come with them old type, you know, 1492 dresses.
Yeah.
You know, drag the floor, long waist. And got the ruffles, you know, on the shoulders. You know what I'm talking about. I don't know much about But the thing was dragging it down. And she came to church then. I looked at her and I said, Betty Ann. She was in school. Betty Ann wasn't there.
At Margaret?
Yeah, daughter. You, was she there?
No.
She was 17 years old. And I said, what in the world are you trying to prove now? But she's like Margaret. She's a little odd, though, and she didn't like it much. But I just couldn't help but say it. It just didn't look right. And I glowed in the preacher's, spirit of telling nobody, he's preaching the Bible, nobody. He wasn't saying anything, out of his head. He's preaching the Bible. That's what the Bible said, the woman, should be in the proper attire. And he wasn't condemning them particularly, nobody. He just preached the word. But they take it to heart, they're talking about them, you see.
Yes,
and the more you think about it, well, the bigger the fire gets, the more you... more wood you put on, the bigger it gets.
Yeah.
And I glowed in the man. He's not married, a preacher or not. He's just 23. He's elected to go to St. Louis. He's in St. Louis. He flew out there today.
Oh, really?
And it didn't take a few hours, to go on an airplane, one little jet to St. Louis. And that conference, there'd be 16,000 representatives there. And it's Baptist Convention, Southern Baptist Convention. And one of the main issues is going to be that, and also the problem of the doctor coming and wanting to affiliate with the Baptist. Now the Methodist, why they say they've done changed there to United. And that's when Lightner said, now when they come in the church, while we coming out, says, we may come down and join with you if you'll take it. I said, well, we'll pass on you. We Baptists will pass on you. I said, I'm not on the deacon list, but the deacon and the pastor, the executive board, will pass on you. They might take you in, laughing, and they don't told him that. But that's one of the main problems, in other words, that one of the deacons, Willie is a deacon, old Chitty is. And Johnny Mixon, he kin to me. Willie's kin on his wife's side. Willie's no kin, but his wife's a cousin of mine. And his wife's brother's a deacon. He's a cousin of mine. And the Beck boy, he married a cousin of mine on my daddy's side, too. All of them kin on my daddy's side, on the Mixon side. That's me, Max's kin to me, see.
They said something about your mama. They said, who did you take after?
My mama?
Yeah.
Talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mama was with him, had a talker too, and they said I should have been a lawyer or preacher.
Yeah. You mean it comes right straight?
It comes straight. That's right. My mother the same way, and my aunt the same way. Mother
really?
Was. Yeah.
Mother.
Yeah, on the Whittington side.
Whittington
yeah.
Side, yeah.
Yeah.
Whittington
side. On the Whittington side.
Well, is that right?
And all of them talking. Ernest Whittington, did you know him? That mother's brother. He was in the talking class.
No.
Worked for Huff, for years. And the boy's still working up there. Richard, Dick with him?
That's what I'm saying.
But you've been around him. He's a good talker.
Is he?
Yeah.
I have no contact.
But that's where it came from. I was on the mother's side reading them talking, but there's some of us quiet. You take Ernest and Bertha, my sister, she's a talker.
Yeah.
Did you know her, Sheriff's lady?
Well, I just thought I knew her.
Yeah,
she's
a pretty good talker.
And
entertaining, in other words. But Ernest and the older brother Glenn was quiet, but Tom, the one that's in business in Jackman, the seed business, got two places. Now, he's a talker.
Oh, yeah.
He could have been a lawyer. And he went to business college. Ernest and Glenn is the only quiet ones in the bunch. Now, Ollie, he's a little reserved and quiet. The one older, 3 years older than Ernest and I. But he's fairly entertaining, in other words. But Ernest and Glenn, well, they've always been, they'll answer the question, but I mean, far as talking, why they don't talk as much as mother and I. My mother, she was a talker. And Bertha was a fairly good talker.
But
she's entertaining.
It's your mother that they thought of.
Yeah, she's the one.
And they thought of her as just a good talker. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Talked right smart, maybe, but as a good talker, she knew a whole lot.
She was. She's smart. Yeah, she taught Ernest and I, when we were going to school.
Yeah.
And she could have been a school teacher and tell you the truth about it. But she had the old chalkboard and taught us that reading, writing, and arithmetic. That was fundamental, back when we were kids. And you were a kid, too, in other words. But she taught us that on the blackboard at the house.
You know, that's nice to come up when they had something to teach you.
Yeah, that's right. And we started while we had a fairly good IQ, and Well, not saying it boasting, in other words, but I was a president of my class, in other words, and
could
have been the on the board, but you know how boys, there's a girl taken away from me, the four-year average. You know what? I had a 92% average on the report card, which was, you know, a student. But this girl, in other words, she got it on foreign language, see, and I didn't study my lesson, and they kept me in a time or two, and you know how boys are. And I played hook in, I'd taken 5 points off my report card on April Fool's Day, and you know how boys are. Went out to Warburg. We'd mean to. And the boys, you know, they carried the cold rank. The girls scared the other. And went to Clyde Chamberlain's. He's still living, Clyde is. He's at Emerson's Golden Anniversary. Yeah. And he looks bad. His health is bad. But he had a boat and had an inboard motor. And we went across to the other side, you know, and we just made a day of it. Then we came back to this side when it got night. Why, he... went down and locked the gates, in other words, and there's about six or eight couples of them, boys and girls, and I was crippled, and we landed over there. We couldn't get that thing close enough, and they had to make the hearing, you know, and they toted me out, you know. But when we came back, in other words, that's when we went swimming. And we went in nude, you know, without any clothes on, boys and girls both. And they heard about that, and the man that taught English, and literature in English, they call it, you know, I guess they did new going to school.
Yeah.
American, I believe, or English literature, I don't know. They had taught both, in other words. Well, he's a Baptist preacher. And the Latin and Caesar teacher, he's a Methodist preacher. But it didn't matter, in other words, 5 points came off all four subjects because we played that hook, you know, and went in bathing nude. And they made us, you know, clean up the yards, you know, and on one side. And the girls, you know, why, they had cleaned up on the other side. All them oak leaves in that same schoolhouse and making up. It was credited high in a large school. And they came, you know, we came in the country and on the cars and different one came. And enough people to make accredited, and McIntosh and Reddick wasn't accredited. And we quit them, you know, and they paid us a little something coming out of our county, you know, to drive back and forth. Maybe some of them said, well, it says, y'all mean that in that time, too? I said, yes, but I said, so we just did that, you know, just one time, just for the hobby of the thing, in other words. But they was night, in other words, and we just went in bathing, you know, nude, and we played hooky from school, in other words, and didn't go, and they're taking five off, and one or two of the boys, why, they couldn't stand it, in other words, they about to fail. That was when they graduated, too.
Yeah.
And I made the speech, in other words, and president of class, in other words, yeah, president of class, I had to get up on the roster, and there was about 1,000 people there.
Yeah.
And I had to make the speech, but it didn't faze me too much. I've always been a fairly good talker. And I left that, then an elective at school I've taken, you know, at the university I've taken a speech course, you know, elective, in other words, in business administration.
Yeah.
It was in the journal or
journalism
or something.
Speech making to do now? You don't.
No, very seldom. Yeah, now I got the brother of mine now, the one that's in Jacksonville, he makes speeches.
Yeah.
He makes the Kiwanis Club and the Garden Club and that kind of business, and he makes speeches.
Well, now,
but,
what is Miss Chitty, what is she, she seems to talk about just anything.
Yeah, she's pretty well read. In other words, she's a woman, in other words, that raised her children, in other words, and came up kind of the hard way. And but she can pretty well, you know, read and talk about most anything. She, like you say, she's pretty entertaining.
She said
they had a big dinner out that day at Willie's anniversary, I believe, and something, some of the other children's birthday. But Willie was looking for a man, and he stopped there to talk to Aaron and I on the fence. He and Aaron ride together at university, see, and I don't know whether they're driving Willie going in Aaron's Volkswagen this week. I didn't ask him, it wasn't anything to me, but Willie was waiting, said the man was supposed to have been there at 7:30 to cut his timber for a ride away. He gonna sell some of that timber he got there. Well, he had that Osteen boy here a few years ago, and he didn't cut it to suit Willie and ruined that other timber, and he run him off. But this other boy coming in now, going to cut it right away, the timber, he's going to fence it. I don't know what he's going to do unless he's planning on getting a few more cows. He and his brother had some cows back there, but didn't have about 15, 20 acres of land to put them on. But he got, I think he'd offered $40,000 or $60,000 for his timber. But he didn't want to sell it.
And, you mean he got that much timber?
Yeah, he got 100 acres, a little bit. And you see it, it's thick. It's been there for years.
Yeah.
But he
he's a rich man.
He doesn't have to sell it. No, he got money. No, and his wife working, in other words. And he's working, in other words. Of course, he's working, not paying too much, but his wife's making pretty good money. Willie done got a raise, too. I think Willie's gotten up there now where he's making about $4,200. And you get another raise, you know. And it applies on his senior art, in other words. As Ava says, that Willie, he may get to be the boss man after a while. I said, well, he's your boss man now, isn't he? He said, yeah, he wants to be. Willie does. And the fellow wanted him, Willie, to fix your light. He said, something on one of my lights. And the colored man said, well, he said, I'll pay you. Willie said, I know you'll pay me, but it's not the money I'm talking about. It's my time. He's always a busy man.
Oh, yeah.
He's a busy man. Yeah, that's what it is. But he don't care about doing too much. He got Sib, you know, that's my cousin. Sib was bringing in the ration.
Yeah.
She furnished the house with a ration, in other words.
Did Willie ever have you do anything over
at
your house?
Hardly ever. My daddy, you know, packed the razor. He and his wife both. Yeah. Worked them for years. And he was one that was going to help me. And I went on the job over at this same job to work this time. And Lightning Boy looked after the bean gathering with this Mexican labor. And Willie was going to put two cross ties. It had told him, and I got back. Well, then I'd make the farm and pour cement, you know, and anchor the pump down. Well, I didn't know it was going to cost so much, but it cost me $1,000 to get the casing down and the well dug, see? And I thought they were going to charge, you know, $2.50 a foot, and it went 200 and some odd feet. At 2.5 foot, and something else, he went 100 and some odd feet with that high-priced casing, 4-inch casing. Got through, I had nearly $1,000 just in the hole, and he wanted to put a submergible well in it, and wanted nearly $1,000 for that. And I said, no, just wait, I got to kind of get on my feet. I'm not able to stand all that now. And I had a bean crop, and GP superintended it. And no Mexican, Willie was going to come and put two cross ties and put those stud bolts, you know what a stud bolt is, anchor them, you know, keep the thing from coming unscrewed, you see, off the casing, the drop cylinder, and the ancient, I reckon an inch and a half pipe, you know, in a suckle rod, you know, in it, in a Eureka cylinder, you know, brass cylinder, about $14 or $16 on the end of it, see? And the old type pump, you pump it. And the old neck would come down and rode that thing in that Willie dug, they put the cross ties, they ain't on anchor down. They rode that thing around and around, the thing, you know, just come unscrewed, and 170 some odd feet of casing Eureka cylinder in the well now. So I got this place leased, though. I had it leased for about 10 years. Next to my property. It belonged to this woman. She lived up north, New Jersey, I believe. And it's got a pond on it. That's where my cow's getting water. That's where I have the replacement heifers that'll save, see. And got a few that I could save, you know, this year, but I don't think I'm going to save any this year. I got to get some grass started and before I try to get any more cow. But I'd like to have, you know, about 25 more.
When did you put that well down?
When GP put his down, it's been about, I ain't been about 10, around 10 years, I imagine. Yeah, around 10 years.
Well, it got so they won't put anything back in the 4-inch well. Down.
That's right. In the party, while he didn't want to change the machine to pull that thing out, and old Williams, he came on and put a new casing down and one at the house there, and, my sister-in-law was using water, you know, pumping up their house. She went and bought the Sidney Roebuck, you know, top jet motor, about 1 horse, and put on that and paid for it. And I furnished water to her house. She bought the pump. And I had to pay for her water, and I was right on. Of course, it, you know, her using water, I don't make it run over $1 or so a month. What run it so much now is using that pump, you know, to irrigate that garden, but she's always good and brought down. I told her I was already eating. She come down this evening in her car and bought me a bowl of them new kind of beans and some ham hock, you know, and it's still hot. And I said, told her I was already eating. And said, well, it'll keep, which it will. It was hot. And I said, on the table there, on something, you know, where it wouldn't burn the tablecloth. And that's when she said, Ernest already told me, but she said, you know, if they had called and wanted me to call her back or either come over and wanted to something about the truck. And I said, well, I'll go tomorrow. And I said, well, I just use the car and go over and talk, you know. Here it is, done 10 o'clock. At bedtime. I used to talk too long when I come, though.
Oh, you don't? We've been missing.
Willie, and Frankie, you too. You all have been feeding that citrus crop.
Yeah.
And rather than hay.
Yeah. But down then, that puppy gone up in there and wants to get a little hay. And I've located a little, and I told Eric I'd get him a little, but I figured I might could get by changing my cow back and forth. I said, I can move, you know, another half a dozen over there, because they got, I'm like Max over at the other place now. It's right, both places is about 50 or 60 acres, and they're not but just a few cows over there, you know, and the heifers, in other words, 15, 20 heads all is over there, you see. And I could carry five or six more over there and carry the calves with them. The cows have done bred back now, you see.
Willie said he had got into hot water with about hay for any number of times.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's Willie's fault, just between you and me.
Oh, why can't he work in with somebody to get hay?
He can, but that's Willie for you. I don't know what. Had the hay on the ground and everything, and he wouldn't come and haul it. And I told him I made him a good price, which is reasonable enough, $25 in the field, him come pick it up. And as good as hay he wanted.
Yeah.
Now his wife's brother knows, he come and got his, Isaac. Now you have met him, haven't you?
No.
He worked for the construction company. His wife
is
a bookkeeper for Dixon Lilly in Williston.
Oh.
And they a member of my church.
What is it? Well, it just can't move? He can't get there.
Well, I think that's it. He's always too busy or something or other. He's a businessman and attending no business I haven't seen in my life. Like it was that colored man. He told that man he wasn't worried about his money, in other words. The man got a Chevrolet car and he's similar attire and he's working with us and he's going to cut watermelon, you know, in another couple of weeks and I'm going to leave this job here. I said, well, we ought to be through with this job here. And said, you going to work in? I said, no. I said, I don't believe I'm going to bother with it. I was going to, you know, work with hay, I reckon, and pick up little jobs. I told Lightning I'm helping that corral business over there, and he said the lumber drying out, and he still wanted me to help him with that.
Oh, yeah.
Over there at the ranch.
Yeah, oh, he got all that fine cypress.
Yeah, and he told me here a week before last, I hadn't seen him, you know, this weekend, so they just moved Saturday over in that nice home.
Oh,
he's already moved.
Mm-hmm.
And his son, you know, wanted to get married, in other words, the 12th, I believe it's the 12th of June.
He's
going to live on the old place. He and his wife, a school teacher. She makes the money and she buys a new car and buys up clothes. She said she could save a little money and she'd help him get his education and he can get him a job, you know, where he'd make, you know, $10,000-$15,000 a year.
Yeah.
He'd get that degree.
All right. That's nice. You know,
but Walker boy getting mad. So Margaret was telling me today, and I told Margaret, I said, well, I said, you get him mad off, we'll shall go back to the island. I said, you might go around and go with her. She wants a lady to help her with the driving, wants to go to the mountain. You can go and help her drive that Cadillac up there in the mountain. She gets scared when she gets to about where you see down there, a quarter of a mile, in other words.
Yeah.
But you're going to keep your mind off of that and chew chewing gum, you know, to keep the air from bothering you. But she don't have confidence driving that Cadillac, you know, air conditioned Cadillac.
Yeah.
And she wants somebody, you know, that'd like to go up there, you know, in the mountains too. They done made all that money, in other words.
What's Wilshire doing? Oh, you said.
He's probably up in Gamble now, but he, Margaret said he liable to go
just,
back most any time.
He's
just filling in.
He's just filling in.
Yeah, he's just filling in until he gets ready to go back to Ireland. Of course, I think maybe he's getting about $3 an hour,
yeah,
kind of.
He's just getting up for groceries.
That's right. That's all he's doing.
Yeah.
But they're going to get that boy, Wilshire III, you know, married off, too. He's getting married.
Oh.
And Margaret says, and said she might get in touch with Dick's wife, Katie, and might call Helen.
Well, look,
see.
Wilshire, isn't he a pretty clever fellow?
Yeah, he's pretty smart.
Well, why did he got to go to Ireland?
He hadn't.
He can make money around here.
Yeah. He can make a living anyhow, but he just like to go down there. And he must like it. He wanted me to go with him one time. I told him I didn't want them insects biting on me. All the money in the world wouldn't do any good. He could, you know, live a while and enjoy a little of it. But he liked to make the money.
Yeah.
But he's always liked him, though. He'd always been a likable soul boy.
Well, look.
Margaret's always been a pretty nice girl, too.
Yeah, but as much as right there where Willie is, everybody making hay around him, it ain't any use of his having to go and pay $40 or $50 a ton for that old citrus. Let me tell you, that old citrus, what good would that do?
Well, it's good feed. You got to make a little cottonseed meal with it, and it's been high, you know, too.
Sure.
And it's good feed, in other words. My brother, since I've been gone, I had, I didn't get 10 bags down the barn and a bag of sister puff, and I told him, I said, give him a couple of buckets, in other words, and 2 cups of meal, you know, to a cup of meal to the bucket full, in other words, them big, I guess a half a bushel. And a pup, you know, it's kind of light. And I said that kind of give them a little appetizer and kind of keep them in trim, where the cows could give a little bit of milk. But the cows were going down, but the calf looks good. But the cow, the one that was suffering, Ayer says his is suffering now. But Ayer may put his in this 80 acres when we get through fence. That man, he not going to get it. He wants Angus. Well, I told him, I said, well, that's my choice, but I said, the heifer's all right. But I like that.
That's a good cow. I don't care what
that's
does.
What I mean.
That's really good
he
cow.
Wants a good cow. And he
I
said,
just
that's what he had in mind on.
Red, white, blue cows out
that's
there,
right,
all
that,
one
yeah,
color. Why do people have to be so particular, as you tell me that?
They don't know, in other words. Just so the calf, you know, comes up and rolled up and you sell him while you get a little money to put on your hip.
Yeah.
That's what I like. When
but
the
they got to have them all black.
Oh, there's something there. But I think the crossbreed coming, I'm getting this bull here, and that boy said he'll weigh about 350, 400 pounds. I said,
let
well,
me tell you
I'm going to get that bull, in other words, a little later on this summer. I said, I imagine I'd like to have him about July, maybe August or September, if you keep him that long. I said, well, you may. That's his wife's brother's the one that got the animal, see.
Yeah.
That's old Senator Shand, in other words. Some of his high-powered Black Angus cattle.
Oh, really?
And it's off of purebred sugar plantation in South Florida. Brimmer, the daddy of it, weigh about 2,400-pound Brimmer bull.
Well, no,
oh,
no,
he's a
no,
monster.
You going to get a
Brimmer? I'm going to get a Brimmer purebred Angus cow and off a purebred Brimmer bull. So I'd be a Brangus.
Yeah. That's a cow.
I'm going to get the bull calf.
Bull calf.
Yeah, bull calf. And he'll be a half and half.
Yeah.
And I'm going to breed him to Angus, in other words. And I got one or two tall bred, the Hereford and Angus. And I got
some
pretty fast, I got one red Angus, and I got one that's got a little bit of Brimmer in him.
Where is that bull calf?
He's at Sipper with the ponds.
Who is that fella that lives out there in the middle of that cellar farm? What's your, right there in the middle of it, don't you know? You know who I mean?
Yeah, I can't call his name now.
Now, he don't operate much in
no,
order.
No, he doesn't. He got, they say they got a beautiful corn crop over there this time.
Oh.
In that, where they used to raise that cellar.
Yeah.
I don't know who has that. Now, that pond boy may have some of that you know, land rented and other plant
yeah.
And that mud.
I'll tell you what I saw over there in Mexico. Over there, the bull over in the back pasture. Is that black bull that he raised? He got it from Duncan, a calf, the other calf. And that thing just stands there and his belly reaches down to the grass and he's square and sick and just stands there. It looks like he might run after you, but all he's doing is just waiting for you to hold a little
pellet up there, boy. Favor, you get me a glass of water, please, ma'am. I'll get you one. I'll get you a half a dozen of them big potatoes for you somehow or another. I'll send them by old. I'm sending by old Corky. Right, Corky, Brennan.
No, I'll tell you what you do. You just come over here this weekend, and I'll cook you a steak, and you can bring it. I'll cook you a steak
well,
that's
really nice of you. I'm telling
you,
that's fair
you
enough
the
deal.
Good.
Cook
you a steak. I gotta
but
be
I got some. In other words, that. You can put them in that tinfoil and bake. It's a new potato. It's not a Pontiac. It's a new one, improved. You know, they're getting something new all the time.
Yeah.
They have two new kind of white ones. But these Sebagos is the ones these cheap people like. And that boy said, I'm going to stay with them right on. Said, I'm not going to that Katahdin, and I'm not going to that other new one. And it's a few of them want to plant that old Idaho. You know what it is. It's a baking potato. But it don't yield so much. But that's one he got. Why he done real well with here. Well, I don't mind telling you, I'll build out 75 trucks.
Is that
and
all you're gonna give
him? That's plenty. That might have been all it was. You might have done drank it all.
A little bit of your
oil. Oh, she had another bottle. It's probably be enough till we get to the house. My throat was dry. It's enough, eh?
That black bull that Maxie raised over there.
Did he look pretty good?
Oh.
Well, I got the ancestor, you know, and I got, you've seen mine?
Yeah.
That bull of mine? Yeah. He's ancestor off of it. Duncan paid, you know, $6,000 for the daddy of that bull.
Oh, really?
And my bull is Caesar Jr. bought all of them in one pack, $400 a head for everything, and Max wanted to pick one of the big ones, and he couldn't do it, and he come back and got a calf. That's the story. Caesar Jr. wouldn't let Max pick it. Don't you say this now, because he'll know you know it. That's why you got it.
Well, let me tell you.
Just a little bit.
That's
good. Hope.
If anybody never does.
But mine, you see that in the mind, the heir said, I'd like to have that bull. And Caesar Jr. warned another. I said, I'm going to use that bull. I said, I'm going to get a bull from heir to use on the replacement heifers. And this bull I got ain't kindling none of my cows except one, and she's over there where the calves are. The mammy. The mammy of this bull of mine is still over on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not going to let him breed his mammy, in other words. You see what I mean? I'm going to let every cow breed the mammy of this bull here, you know. Because my other bull that I sold, in other words, was off of Huff down there. I bought it from Huff at a calf. Cassidia, Cornelius, or whatever the name was. Did you know her? Floyd Huff's wife.
No, I know.
She was in the cow business.
Yeah, yeah.
And the daddy of that bull, he comes from Scotland, in other words. Yeah, but my bull that I have was off the bull that I bought from Caesar Jr. And that's one of the Duncan bulls, in other words.
Yeah. Well, now how did Caesar get them all?
He bought all the bulls when that boy sold out. The man didn't want the bull; he wanted all the cows, 150 head of cattle.
I see.
And he had a few crossbred that he said a man would buy the crossbred.
Yeah.
Then. He said, I'll take the Hufford bull. He had a Hufford bull that like yours, a pole.
Yeah.
It weighed, I think, 1,700 pounds. He's, you know, in pretty fair shape. But
yeah.
The bull was about four, the Hufford bull was about four, coming 5 years old.
Yeah.
Well, he's just in prime, you know, to use on commercial cows. Caesar wanted to use him on. But Max didn't want him. He wanted one of those four, it had five other bulls. In other words, and one of them was a high-priced bull he paid $6,000 for. And the calves, you know, some of them calves were off of him. But Duncan, he didn't keep them separate enough. But I went and bought one of the younger bulls, the calf, off of the $6,000 bull, borrowed from him, and carried him over and bred him a cow, because he paid me $400 for the bull that I bought from Gooseby down at Ocala. And I let Caesar Jr. have mine to keep him in breeding. And I borrowed his bull and bred him a cow over there, see? And I raised his bull, three of them, in other words, and old... Cedric Stokes bought one of them. Cedric got him now. You see, you know Cedric Stokes? He got one of the bulls, you know, the mate to this of mine. Yeah, and he's a nice one, too.
You bought one of the calves, and then you used Cedric's big bull while the calf's growing up?
No. I used a raised calf off of my cow. Purebred cow off of the bull that I bought from Goobly. Well, he was the daddy of my purebred cow, in other words. And my bull, the heifer, my bull, in other words, that I bought from, that sold to Caesar Jr. with a daddy. But my calf, this one I raised. And Caesar's bull come along and bred the cow, and I had this bull here off of the cow. So the calf is off of Goose's and Caesar Jr., see, on the mother's and the daddy's side. And that's the bull that I got now. And I had three of them. Cedric Stokes bought one of them because he broke in yarn Hufford, four Hufford heifers over there. And he didn't want to breed. And I was going to shoot him and butcher him. He weighed about 500-600 pounds.
Yeah.
And Stokes didn't have any way to get him except one of his old leopard dogs, I think they call it.
Yeah.
And he caught him in the nose and flipped that bull, you know, just like that.
Yeah.
And he did. He threw the ladder on him and wrapped him on my bumper in my pickup. You can see, you know, where that bull running the side of bent fender. And would have got me, you know, if I hadn't gotten out of the way. But then they went and got another rope, put on, you know, and two of them, you know, and two men on each side. Then they worked it through. And they said, you get behind him now, and they put it over the cab, you know, and I didn't shove him up. But he jumped up in there like a horse in my pickup. He said, come over to the house. Here's $125. You know, Mama will give it to you when you deliver it. But he'd have brought $150 at the market. But I hadn't paid him, you know, coming over and getting the bull out of the man's pasture, see. I had him in the 40-acre field, but hair grass with no calves. And we got him out, and that dog caught him, in other words, and he lassoed him. And I had a couple of darky men. He had a nigger with him. And we went on roping. And he said, where you going to carry him? I said, I'm carrying him on this mill with no collar.
Yeah.
And he said, just carry him and put him in that bremmer. I said, that bremmer hit him one time, knocked him out of the field. He said, no, he won't bother.
Did he?
But he didn't. He still got him. He was a bremmer. And I didn't hear weigh 1,400 pounds.
Yeah.
In other words. But mine away, Peter said mine away 1,600 or 1,700. He's a pretty good sized bull. You've seen him, haven't you?
Yeah.
He's short, he's thick.
Yeah.
He's got
I
a girth to him.
I haven't taken him.
And he's kin to that in the Max. I don't know how big is Max. Is he big in mine?
I tell you, Max is all his animals show animals. They make yours look sort of.
Yeah, well, his cows. Yeah.
All of them.
Well, his cows.
He's
his cows. His goat, he got
like
brim.
He's ready for the show.
Yeah, well, that's right.
That darn little bull out there looks like he's just been washed. He's clean and he's square and looks like he's dead. I never saw that from him. Now, what did he expect to get over there at Cedric?
He wanted one of those bulls, bigger bulls. He wanted to pick one of the big ones and wanted to give $500 for $100 more to pick one of the four or five.
Oh.
Max did. And Cedric wouldn't do it because I want all the bulls.
Well,
anybody would have come and given him, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe that somebody else, if he'd want to sell him, in other words, because Cedric, in other words, he's in the upper bracket, in other words. He wants something like $100,000, well, they can buy it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well.
But he said, in other words, if he wanted to sell it, he could probably get $1,000 for a man that wanted to pick them, one of the bulls, but he bought them all for $400. Same thing, but paid me for mine.
Yeah.
Well, my bull, according to Zetra, was worth, one that I sold him was worth $1,000. But I raised them off that high-powered stuff for Gooseby down there.
Yeah.
It went in the real estate, you know. Sold his lots, in other words. Got $500-$600 for a lot, in other words. Well, it's six lots in it in an acre, I believe is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, you can figure that out. That's about $3,000 an acre. In other words, it's time for him to get out of cow business, and he's mind your age, and just sit down in money and take it easy. That's what you and I ought to do, sit down in money and take it easy. When are we going to be able to do it? Huh?
Well, let me tell you, I'm trying to figure out now I'm going to get through the summer. That's
what I mean. I put a little money down on it, but it looked like, in other words, I'm going to have to get me another pickup truck, in other words. But they want, you know, $3,000, and I want that diesel tractor.
Let me tell you, I'll tell you something.
That little diesel that man put that thing down and had the diggers on it, and he just put a motor in it, cost him, I believe he said, $800 or $900. A diesel motor of it's a Mason Ferguson, 35, about 40 horsepower is what it is, isn't it? I don't know too much about them MF tractors, but it got the second motor in it, had the post hole bigger, it only cost you about $300 or $400.
Yeah.
And he put that fence out on that Harrell place, and he wanted $1,100 for it, with a new motor and all of it. Well, that was a good buy. That tractor sell for about $4,000 or $5,000.
Well, what you gonna do about it?
Well, I was going to buy it, but that white brother told me at church, you know, yesterday he done sold it. In my eyes, you don't run the store in town. He knew about it, and he said, I started to buy it. But he goes and buys one of these little Ford, about like you got out here, a little gas bunny, you know, for $800, I think, and got a little 5 foot more, you know, lift type, you know, you pick it up, you know, and I'm going to change and all. I don't know what yours does or not, but it'll shim and go this way.
Yeah.
Look like a colored woman walking down the streets, you know, both, you know, cheek going like this here. That's what it reminds me of that more.
Well,
I don't know what yours does now. That's one objection. I don't like them Fords on account of that.
You like Willie, you just can't get there?
That's what it is. Now, look, but I went on and didn't know it. Myra didn't tell me until it was too late. And the man lives in Williston. He done sold the thing. He didn't keep it long. You know what it is? It looked like you got to be wide awake to get a bargain nowadays.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, when I bought this place, I heard about it one day at noon, and I went over there that afternoon and told Robert Smith to buy it. They wanted $21,000 for it. I said, give it to them. And you know, there's a half dozen people around here that also knew about it. They just sitting here waiting for them to come down and drop the price.
Well, that's the same way with that Harold place, the same way out there. Sold for $13,000. And I even told the boy, in other words, I'd sell that boy where that place over there for
$5,500. Yeah.
And I'd take half of it. I'd take the grass side, you know, 11 or 12 acres.
Yeah.
But I done mowed the hay off of it. And he said it was too much. And it was on a holiday, just like today.
Yeah.
And he said, right now people wouldn't take $10,000 for it.
Yeah.
And he's got 2 years, and he'd be retired from the Navy, in other words. And he's a young man, too.
Yeah.
And had 20 years in the Navy, and him a young man.
Yeah.
In other words, in the 40s, early 40s. And he said, maybe they'll come down. The next day, you know, this fellow, you know, come in and bought it from over here about the Archer, Newberry.
Yeah.
And done got a board fence all around. Got a barn. He moved a barn out there on a big tractor, and he's the one. Had these people from Wilson to come and put the post down and got a board fence around it, costing $1,500, $2,000.
I tell you what, I'll tell you what somebody said about you, that tractor of yours, Cookie. Now he's a good, he knows implements.
Yeah.
Now you may know more than he does about a lot of them, but he's seen a whole lot of those things, and he operated them. And I tell you, he's quite a fella. But he can move me, get things done. If you can sort of, if we can get drawn to him a little bit. He comes around here sometimes, but he don't stay much. If we hit drawn to him a little bit, he is handy to have around. He said, if he had that tractor of yours, he wouldn't be looking for one that's any faster. That'd suit him just fine.
I just wanted something a little more horsepower. 15 to 20 more horses. And you with a little bit more. Now, if you had $3,500 to buy one of these hay barns like Smith bought up there, it'd be all right.
Yeah.
But I don't do enough work to, you know, to pay for one of them. You know what I mean? But I wanted something a little more powerful where I could get out, you know, maybe cut 40, 50, 60 acres, and I would get all my hay, you know, and I wanted free and make a little bit of money on the side along with it. And that's the reason I wanted a diesel.
Well,
to have a little power. And I'd get an A-frame hay and it'd pull in a little bit better. Mine won't pull about five foot.
Yeah. Well,
just like yours, you can't pull too much of a hair with yours.
Oh, Lord, no. I'm
going to pull. You got less horsepower on either one of yours than I have.
Oh, no. Lord help us.
Yeah, you got about 30 on one, and I reckon maybe 35.
I don't
you might have 35 on that.
I don't think there is.
That's 4.
What
is that, 12? I don't know. That 40 got nearly as much as that other, I imagine, ain't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that horse?
Yeah.
Because it's a little heavier than the right rear end, it might pull a little more.
But
Cookie, like you say, he's pretty shrewd. But as my brother said, he said, that tractor's in good shape, and I would say, you can make out with another year or two.
Yeah.
So I may have to make out with it and go ahead and get me another pickup and sell the pickup of mine there with him. He wants it.
I tell you what you could do. You all trade on that truck, and you know, that's good safe thing, and you get old Cookie he don't get around much you, well he does too, he gets around much you do.
Yeah, I think he does.
And you tell him kind of what you want.
And he might maybe look at something.
Yeah.
And Lenses, we didn't got one, but I don't want it, it's out of date. When I'm $88, I said, fine, I had one of them, but that's out of date. I don't want that thing.
Yeah.
I want something, you know, a little modern. I'd rather have about a D-17, like Lightner's got. But I didn't want, if one is out of date, you have to shoot that ejection in it. Well, it's that is old in my tractor.
Well,
I want one of those, you know, R-series. Cookie know what that series is. And I wouldn't mind paying $1,000 different, in other words, than my tractor. That's what GP paid for his. He traded the farm all, and mine wasn't much of a farm all he traded. At M farm all, mine is just worth just as much as it is.
You know, my experience is if you look around for some sort of equipment, you just got to put your mind on it and.
That's right, and have a little time and go ahead and like you got your place and like that man had the tractor. You got to be alert and go ahead like you told Robert, go ahead and buy this place here.
Yeah.
And he bought it. In other words, then I reckon that you could have turned around and sold a thing, you know what?
Yeah.
And made a profit on it.
Yeah.
Now it's all over him. Now he done put improvement, but right now he could sell that thing and make profit on it with improvement all he got there.
You know, in your case, you don't have to have the machinery.
No.
You take GP and all them fellas got and see that they've got plenty of machinery.
Well, Lightning, in other words, he said, I want you to help me, in other words, and I got that 25 acres, y'all, and I got that around 40 acres. And he said, all I want you to do is just say you're going to help me, and you can load your barn up with hay. That's what Dippy tell me. That's what he done said. Don't go to work with Huff, no, what,
$120. He ain't gonna pay you $2 an hour. He gonna pay you just like you had your own equipment. Because you know how to get it done.
That's right. That's what I told him that I was gonna do it. I wanted to, you know, get a little more than the $2 an hour.
Well, now he got a GPSF. How many tractors he got?
He got two. He did have three, but he sold one of them. He had an A, you know, he sold it.
Yeah.
He got the H and D17.
Yeah.
That's all he needs.
Yeah.
And I got two. I got the A and that 45.
Yeah.
But the A, you know, it'll pull a hay bale, you know, when it'll pull a hay rake, you know, with a small tractor like, you know, yours, something like that. And it'll put out fertilizer and it'll cultivate and this, that, and other. And I can sell it, you know, without the trouble, you know, wouldn't
it? Yeah, you don't want to.
But I don't want to sell it for no $800
Yeah.
I could probably get $1,000 for it. It's worth just about as much as a big one.
Yeah.
Because people are demand for it, see? But I'll, maybe the cook, I'll see him tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what, I'll call him. If I don't cook, get him tonight, I'll get him in the morning.
Well, she left word there, and I was told him when he come home from work, that he come on, you know, be there, you know, 5 or 6 o'clock, you know, and he got 3 hours, you know, before dark. You know.
Oh, yeah.
He's bringing them back to the charge, in other words, but then there's plenty of water there. And,
I got about it out.
He can see that thing get
started. Yeah, I got a steak for you.
Okay, I won't forget that.
This is Channel 1 Riot, a new reel, and a continuation of the visit with Everett this Monday night, well at supper, the 31st of May, 1971, around 800. Channel 1 Riot, around 800. And a continuation of the visit with Everett this Monday night, well at supper, the 31st of May, 1971. Channel 1 Riot, a new reel, around 800, and a continuation of the visit with Everett this Monday, well after supper, the 31st of May, 1971.